Healing News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.
Lebanon's prime minister has declared Wednesday a day of mourning, promising that those responsible would pay the price for that massive explosion at the port in Beirut, which devastated entire neighborhoods, killing more than 100 people, wounding thousands, and plunging Lebanon deeper into crisis. The governor of Beirut described the disaster as an apocalyptic situation, which he estimated may leave 300,000 people homeless and cost the country in excess of $3 billion. Residents likened the destruction to a major earthquake, a massacre. Some even said the mushroom-like explosion resembled an atomic bomb. Messages of support poured in from around the world for Lebanon, whose economy was already beaten after it defaulted on sovereign debt earlier this year. Poverty levels are estimated at 50% of the population. And for a country reliant on imports, the destruction of the main port signaled more hardship to come. Hospitals that had already been stretched to the brink by a spike in the number of coronavirus cases in recent days were pushed to new limits by the influx of wounded and forced to turn many away. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar will visit Taiwan in the coming days, a move that has angered China, which considers the self-ruled island a part of the Chinese mainland. In a statement released late Tuesday, the U.S. agency said Azar's historic visit will strengthen the U.S.-Taiwan partnership and enhance U.S.-Taiwan cooperation to combat the global COVID-19 pandemic. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin told reporters that Taiwan was the most important and sensitive issue in China-U.S. relations and urged Washington to end all forms of official contact with the island. This is VOA News. The COVID-19 global pandemic has claimed more than 700,000 lives across the globe, according to Johns Hopkins University statistics. To date, the university's tracker counts over 18.5 million confirmed cases and 11.1 million recoveries. The United States continues to top the world in the number of cases, with over 4.7 million people infected and nearly 157,000 dead. Greece has recorded its biggest spike in COVID-19 infections since emerging from a nationwide lockdown 3 months ago. The country's virus-free status relative to others in Europe has largely faded since allowing tourists to visit again. But now authorities are largely blaming young Greeks for the dramatic rise in infections, accusing them of socializing recklessly and not acting responsibly. A series of explosions rocked a North Korean city near the border with China this week, according to multiple reports, resulting in possible casualties. Neither Korean officials nor state media has commented on the blasts, which reportedly occurred late Monday in a residential area in the city of Haesan. Videos posted by the Associated Press and the Seoul-based daily NK showed repeated explosions along with orange flames and dark smoke rising from a neighborhood in the city. The videos were shot from China, which lies just across the Yalu River from North Korea. Egypt and Sudan have suspended talks with Ethiopia after it proposed linking a dam on its newly constructed reservoir and hydroelectric dam to a broader agreement about the Blue Nile waters that would replace a colonial-era accord with Britain. And Greek police say a car believed to be transporting migrants who recently entered the country has crashed into roadworks on a highway, killing seven people and injuring five. A Slovak court has postponed verdicts in the trial of a businessman and others charged with killing an investigative journalist in 2018, a case that shocked the nation of Slovakia and reshaped its political landscape. A court spokeswoman said a hearing would take place on September 3rd, shifted from a planned verdict on Wednesday to give more time to review the rulings. The murders of the journalist and his fiancée sparked mass protests and forced then-Prime Minister Robert Fico to step down amid public anger over perceived graft in public life. His party lost a general election to anti-corruption politician Igor Matovic in February, ending the leftist group's near decade-and-a-half rule in this Central European country. And that's all we have time for today. But for more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman in Washington.